Precautions for Equine Herpes, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. After a recent outbreak of neuropathogenic equine herpes, Idaho State veterinarian Dr. Scott Livesley had extremely good advice for horse owners.
This disease is highly contagious, and we recommend people refrain from transporting their horses unless absolutely necessary. We have four facilities that are under quarantine as we speak right now in Idaho. One of them is related to the abortive, the reproductive strain of EHV, so, and it's not related to the neurologic form. I think it's just a coincidence that it happened to occur when these other cases did. But that facility is under quarantine up here in the Treasure Valley. The remainder of the facilities are under quarantine. They have neuropathogenic positive horses. So they're under quarantine for right now. We're conducting an investigation to see if we can figure out where the infection came from. In all likelihood, we may never find out definitively, but with this strain of EHV, there is a phenomenon known as latent carrier syndrome. A horse can be a latent carrier of EHV, and what that means is a horse can be carrying the virus and be asymptomatic, and something triggers the virus to be shed from the horse. Most often it's stress. So transporting a horse, or if the horse becomes ill and the immune system becomes depressed.
By the way, the virus poses no health threat to humans. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.